country is a rough country. Bubbles of bloody brew. And her icy arms hold hidden charms for the greedy, sinful and lewd. Grown men rust for the gold and the dust. Sears the Northland soul. But wickedest born from the hole to the horn was the hermit of Chartreuse Shoals. Now Jacob Cain was the hermit's name in the days of his pious youth. Baptist church by betraying a maiden named Ruth. But now men quake at Yukon Jake, the hermit of Chartreuse Shoals. Oh, that is the name that Jacob Cain is known by from Nome to the poles. He was only a boy and the parson's joy, ere he fell for the gold and the muck. And he learned in the hay on a farm near Keokuk. But service tale of illicit kale, whiskey and women wild, drain the morals clean as a soup tureen from this poor but honest child. He longed for the bite of the Yukon night, the north light's weird flicker. He came up stuck and the taste of raw red liquor. He wanted to mush along in the slush with a team of husky hounds, and fire his gat at a beaver hat and knock it out of bounds. So he left his home for the hell town known on Alaska's ice ribbed shores, and he learned to curse and drink till the brum dripped from his pores. Boys on the spree, they were drinking it free in a Malamute saloon. Dan McGrew and his dangerous crew shot craps with a piebald goon. A kid on the stool banged away like a fool at a jack-time melody. The barkeep bowed to that hard-nosed crowd, "Boys, I'm gonna cremate Sam McGee." Then Jacob Cain, who had taken the name of Yukon Jake the Killer, would rake that dive with his 45 till the atmosphere grew chiller. With a sharp command, he'd make them stand and deliver their hard-earned dust. Then he'd drink the bark dry of rum and rye as a Klondike bully must. Without coming to blows, he would tweak the nose of dangerous Dan McGrew, and becoming bolder, throw over his shoulder the lady that's known as Lou. Yes, tough as a stake was Yukon Jake, hard-boiled as a picnic egg. He washed his shirt in the Klondike dirt, and he drank his rum by the keg. For fear of their lives or because of their wives, he was shunned by the best of his pals. An outcast he from the camaraderie of all save the wild animals. Chartreuse Shoals, a reef in the Bering Sea, and he lived by himself on a sea lion shelf in lonely iniquity. a cuck, I did a ruined maiden fight. To remove the smirch from the Baptist church by bringing the heathen light. The elders declared that all would be spared if she'd leave her Keokuk home and carry the word to them sinful birds that lived in that helltown gnome. So 2 weeks later, she caught a freighter for the gold-cursed land near the poles. But heaven's not made for the last that's betrayed. She was wrecked on the shark-toothed shoals. He was hunting a seal for his evening meal. He handled a mean harpoon. When it found at his feet, not something to eat, but a maid in a frozen swoon. He dragged her to his lair by her dripping hair, and then he rubbed her knees with gin. She opened her eyes and to his surprise revealed his original sin. His 8 month beard grew stiff and weird till it felt like a chestnut burr. And he swore by his gizzard and the Arctic blizzard he'd do right by her. But the cold sweat froze on the end of her nose till it gleamed like a Tekla pearl. And the bright hair fell like a flame from hell down the back of that grateful girl. Well, a hopeless break was Yukon Jake, the hermit of shark-tooth shoals. And that dizzy maid he re-betrayed, and he wrecked her immortal soul. Then he paddled her ashore with a broken oar. He traded her to Dan McGrew for a husky dog and some hot eggnog, as rascals are wont to do. Now ruthless Ruth is a maid uncouth with painted cheeks and lips, and she sings rough songs to the drunken throngs that come off of the sealing ships. For a rouge-stained kiss from this infamous miss, they'll trade a seal sleek fur, or maybe a sable if they are able. It's all the same to her. Rough country, it mothers a bloody brood, and its icy arms hold hidden charms for the greedy, the sinful and lewd. And grown men rush for the gold and the dust that sears the Northland soul. But the wicked is born from the poke of the horn, was the hermit of Chartreuse shows. Yes, now the wicked is born. The pole to the horn was the hermit of Sharptooth Shoals.